This is your Friday feature here on Morning Edition on WNCW. I'm Kim Clark, and I'm joined this morning by Hendersonville filmmaker David Weintraub of the Center for Cultural Preservation. And what we're here to talk about is David's new film, Come Hell or High Water, Remembering the 1916 Flood. It's going to be premiering this coming Thursday, the 23rd, at Blue Ridge Community College. We'll be talking a little bit more about that in a few minutes. First of all, David, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you so much. Good morning.
You know, the 100th anniversary of the 16 flood is coming up this July, but what else drew you to this event as far as making the documentary?
I've been doing oral histories of mountain elders now for several years, and I've done about 80 so far. And one of the things that I hear so often in those interviews is about the 1916 flood and the impact it had on families. So I realized that this left an indelible mark on so many families' lives. Those stories kept passing on from the generations. And in some cases, you know, obviously it cut off the limbs of some family trees. And so because of the profound effect it had on folks, I thought it would be interesting to focus a film just on the flood, not just on history, because there's something about 100 that makes us stop and pause for a minute. I was hoping that beyond just looking at what happened is that maybe we could learn from that. And there's so many rich lessons, more lessons than I thought I would learn myself as I was doing these interviews and making the film.
What lessons in particular are you thinking of?
I assume that the 1916 flood was an aberration. It was something that would never happen again. It was something that we certainly should remember and commemorate all the people who died and homes that were destroyed and the effect it had on people. But what I didn't realize was that it wasn't an aberration at all. In fact, you know, just think of a few months ago when that huge weather system was headed for western North Carolina and instead it blipped a little bit and hit Columbia instead, causing hundreds of millions of dollars of damage. If that hit us in the mountains, it would have been the 1916 flood all over again. But in 1916, when I was reading through the old newspapers, the Western Carolina Democrat and all these other, the Hendersonville Hustler, they were talking about, you know, comparing it to the big flood of 1896. Not so far after that was the big 1940 flood that was so profound in some communities that there's some towns that never opened up again. I mean, they were so flooded. There's a mill town called Mortimer,
Caldwell County.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Which is in the film there, and they just never, people never went back. And after 1940 was the 1977 flood, 1996 flood in more recent memory, and of course, very similar in character to the 1916 flood was the 2004 flood with Francis and Ivan hitting, you know, two hurricanes hitting within just a few days of each other. And so I think, you know, that's a profound lesson to me, is that if this is where we live and this is what happens, I think history is telling us that we need to take a different track than we are today.
But just to let folks know who maybe, you know, haven't heard all the details about the 1916 flood, about 22 inches of rain fell in 24 hours. And before that, from July 5th to 11th, it rained every day. And this was from two different hurricanes that came through. So after that week of rain, we dried out for about two or three days, and then 20-plus inches were dumped. And so it was just absolutely catastrophic. Tell me a little bit about some of the folks that you talked to that are in the documentary.
I started talking to the churches in some of the communities where, like Bat Cave and Girton. And all of a sudden, one person got really, really excited about this and started contacting other people and other people and other people. I started interviewing the Huntleys. And you know, anyone who knows anything about Bat Cave, everyone's a Huntley or connected to a Huntley or married to a Huntley. And so I met some of those folks. And then someone said, you know what? I tape recorded my great aunt. This tape recording was in the late 1970s, and she was born in like 1879, and she was 24 years old when the flood occurred. I think she had six children, and they were all in this house. And she tells this incredible story of her mother sleeping on the porch that night, and she comes into the living room and says, "You know what? There's a leak in the porch, so I'm coming in." And just a second later, that whole porch was knocked out by a landslide, and the house started collapsing, and everyone jumped and ran up the mountain. And they actually carried the mother on a chair up the mountain to safety, and that was just incredible. I mean, to have a firsthand story from something 100 years ago is pretty amazing. So the voice from the past, in a way, kind of grounds this and creates some authenticity for the film. Very fascinating stories of what people went through, but also people were prepared for emergencies then too, and people had skills then. You know, we have smartphones today, but then people had to be smart.
We're talking with David Weintraub of the Center for Cultural Preservation in Hendersonville about his latest film, the documentary Come Hell or High Water, Remembering the 1916 Flood. And that's going to be premiering this coming Thursday, the 23rd, at 7 p.m. at Blue Ridge Community College in the Thomas Auditorium. And there's a chance that it could sell out before the time comes. So, you know, get online or call and check on that. And there are other screenings coming up over the summer in the area. There's going to be one at AB Tech, at Mountain Gateway Museum in Old Fort, in Transylvania County, in Wilkesboro, at Lake Lure ASU. And you can find out about all of those at saveculture.org. Now, David, when we think about flooding, we think about the rain. Okay, when the rain stopped, this disaster was not over.
That's true. In fact, I believe it was July 17th was a very sunny, beautiful day, and people were out there, and there's so many pictures of, you know, folks all dressed up in their suits and their hats, because that's what people wore, standing by the waterside. The rivers were lakes, and the lakes were oceans, and they were just watching to see what would happen. And of course, you know, in some cases, there was a delay of the Toxaway Dam didn't burst until, I think, a month later. So many of the landslide, you know, what I think was one of the most prominent stories that everyone said on and on again was the noise. It sounded like thunder, and that thunder, a thunder that never ended. And it was the trees coming down and the rocks coming down and the boulders coming down the mountain, just releasing itself. And when people think about floods, they think of the water coming up from the creeks and rivers. But in Western North Carolina, our biggest issue is the water coming down from the mountains. And the biggest peril to people are being up on the side of mountains and everything coming down. And so the rocks we see, the huge boulders, there wasn't something called the Rocky Broad in 1916 until after the flood. All those boulders we see at Chimney Rock and Bat Cave, what we see in the Toxaway River today, those weren't there before 1916. It's a 16-ton boulder, I believe, in Toxaway River, which came down from the 1916 flood, and it's still there today.
David Weintraub is the filmmaker from the Center for Cultural Preservation in Hendersonville. Again, the film is Come Hell or High Water, Remembering the 1916 Flood, premiering this coming Thursday, the 23rd, at Blue Ridge Community College in the Thomas Auditorium at 7 o'clock. You can find out more to see if there are still tickets available at saveculture.org, and there you will also find a listing of other screenings coming up over the summer. And, David, we should mention that we are in the middle of developing a radio documentary that is going to accompany this film. It's going to be aired here on WNCW in this time slot during the week that the flood occurred 100 years prior. So that would be beginning on July 11th. So we're excited about that, too.
I'm very excited about that. It's, in some ways, hearing the audio of these interviews is more impactful. It's Alfred Hitchcock knew that what you don't see sometimes hits you harder and has a more profound effect than what you see. And I was so excited when WNCW and Kim embraced this project. So I'm excited to have the program in that different modality. And I think it's going to, people are going to see it differently and hear it, feel it differently. And hopefully for all of us, this will instigate a dialogue about how do we rebuild our community as a community and rebuild that sense of community that people had in 1916 and 1917 that I think we all have a quest for today.
Well, David, thank you so much for coming in to talk with me today, and congratulations on this film, and thank you for all the work that you do.
Thank you so much, Kim.